Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Shauna, so you're looking for Marcos, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Shauna, tell us, why are you looking for this guy? What happened?
Okay, so I've been seeing this guy for a little bit, and everything seemed like really good, like we were a perfect fit.
Yeah.
But now I haven't heard from him in almost a week.
In almost a week? Okay, so let's rewind to last time you guys hung out. What happened?
Okay, funny story. We're at my house, and we're hanging out with my son, who's sick. And I got an emergency call to go into work. I'm a nurse.
Okay.
So I called my mom to come watch him, and I was going to wait there until she came, but this awesome dude said, no, don't worry about it. You go get to work. I will watch your son until your mom shows up.
Okay. So Marcos.
So
okay,
sounds so like a great guy, right?
Okay, let me recap this. I'm trying to keep track. So you got called into work. Marcos is watching your son until your mom comes to get your son.
Correct.
Right.
So all good. I'm thinking everything's fine. I didn't figure it out until the day after this happened that my mom had showed up very late. Watch my son because she was coming down from New Hampshire and got caught in traffic.
Oh. Okay. So
I'm hoping Marcos isn't upset about that.
Oh, like because he was expecting to only be there for like maybe like, you know, 10 minutes or something, and your mom was like, that's not
too bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Hey, was that Marcos's first time meeting your mom?
Yes. And that makes me a little nervous because my mom can be, let's say, overly honest.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
You're in danger, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I'm putting my money on your mom, who was late, upset, and then probably talked some shit to Marcos at the same time. All right. Anyway, so we'll give Marcos a call right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Marcos?
Yeah, this is Marcos.
Hey, Marcos, my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I just explain really quick why we're calling? It's actually a good reason.
You want to talk to me, or you want to talk to my roommate, Jimmy?
No, I want to talk to Marcos. Is this Marcos?
Yeah, no, this is Marcos. I'm just confused as to, okay.
Yeah, this is Marcos. So it's about you. So we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to reach out to you. Who you know, and she likes you. You know, she feels like you have like a cool connection, like a cool vibe. So basically, she wants to ask you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date, and I'm going to tell you the girl's name, but if you say yes to this date, we'll let you pick the restaurant that you'd like to go to. You can pick the date, like whenever you're free. You let us know. You let us know the place, and we'll set the whole thing up. We'll pay for the restaurant. We'll pay for the food, the drinks. All that'll be taken care of. So, I mean, basically, it's just you and this girl seeing if you hit it off.
Okay.
it sounds good?
Yeah, I get. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right. So, her name is Shauna. You apparently you and her were hanging out, but then she said she hasn't heard from you for over a week.
Oh man, can I switch, girls? Man, I just found this new chick with no kids. Man, can I just switch?
Wait. You can't switch girls like this is...
You found a new girl with no kids?
What's it called? One of those grab gift exchange things. You can't do it.
She wanted to apologize through us if her mother said anything inappropriate the last time that you were at her house.
No, it was nothing to do with her mom. Her mom was fine. I mean, I just saw her for 10 seconds, but no, I don't... what? No.
So
since you said you found someone without kids, it was something with the kid?
It was that kid. It wasn't kids in general. It was just that kid. That kid. This. Hell no.
Oh, my God.
What did the kid do? He's like a 6-year-old kid, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. I got to see the DNA evidence on that because that looks like Satan himself, man. Hell no.
What
did he do?
Wait. What the f*** are you talking about, my kid?
Oh, Shauna's on the phone, Marcos.
Well, she should know that he's a devil. She should know
what?
That now.
What do you mean? No.
How is he a devil?
Devil?
This whole situation is fucked up, all right? She is a nurse, which is cool. She gets called off, and she's like, oh, I got to go to work. And I'm trying to be a gentleman. I'm like, I'll watch the kid while your mom comes to, you know, to watch him. I'm thinking I'm just going to be able to watch TV, play video games. That's not what happened. All of a sudden, Aaron wants to just be like, oh, let's play hide and seek. And I'm like, yo, this is a good way to kill time, right? So, cool, I'm down. Let's go. Let's play hide and seek. Then I start counting, and I'm so stupid, I don't cheat. So I just be like really covering my eyes for real and let him hide.
Yeah.
And I spend the next hour looking for this fucking kid. Next hour looking for this kid. And I'm flipping out, man. I'm just going crazy. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And it's a two-bedroom apartment, by the way. This isn't a fucking mansion where I'm like, oh, maybe he's in the east wing. Or maybe he's in the west wing.
You couldn't find a small apartment?
What happened to him?
I couldn't find him in a two-bedroom apartment. I get so scared. I'm so nervous. I call the fucking cops. Right? Cops show up. I explained to them the situation. I don't know why the you guys are laughing. Finally, one of the cops stands in the middle of the apartment and he says, Aaron, time to come out. You won. And the fucking kid shows up out of nowhere. I'm telling you, this is why I call him Satan. This dude just came up out of nowhere. Like, he vanished. I don't know if he's been to fucking magic camp or I don't tell you what. This dude just came up out of nowhere. I was so grateful to see him. And then at the same time, I said, where did you hide? He wouldn't fucking tell me. He wouldn't tell me.
Well, he had to save his face for next time.
I was fucking thinking, dude.
He's like, where do you go, to magic camp?
So then the mom comes there, like 10 minutes later, after the cops leave, the mom shows up, yeah. And I could not fucking leave out of there quick enough. I was, like, bouncing out. I was like, oh,
yo,
shaking.
Aww. I'm dying. So the reason, I just want to recap, like, the kid didn't even do anything mean to you just because he was really, really good at hide and seek?
First of all, I like the fact you say he ain't do nothing mean to me. He fucking almost gave me a heart attack, and you're saying that that's
yeah,
not mean.
Yeah, losing a kid.
He sounds like he's so traumatized by all this.
Oh, my God. Did you finally take me off mute? I've been, like, rambling for, like, 20 minutes already.
Oh,
are
no.
You serious?
Oh, sorry. I had you on mute because I want him to explain. I'm sorry, Shauna. Go ahead.
He always hides in the same spot. He likes to wrap himself in the shower curtain in the bathroom like a fucking burrito.
I look everywhere. I look everywhere.
He didn't look in the shower.
I don't like to shower no more.
Marcos, I cannot believe you called 911. You just should have called me.
Oh, I should have just called you. Hey, girl that I'm trying to hook up with. By the way, I lost your fucking kid. So, what do you think? You want to hook up? Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a good plan.
Your problem is the burrito in the shower.
I would have understood. That's crazy. It's really not that big of a deal. He wasn't really lost.
Okay, so listen, I just need to ask to verify. Marcos, would you like to see Shauna again? We'll pay for the date.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck that. Hell no. I went home that night and curled up into a little fetal position and cried.
Aww.
I'm done.
You can tell he is traumatized.
I don't want to see her. I don't want to see your fucking kid. I see them every day in my mind when I fucking close my eyes. I still see that fucking kid. Hell.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9's Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.